Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. I am Brother Grant, and today's teaching is God's gifts are irrevocable. That means they will not be taken back. Do you want some of God's gifts? Well, this evening, Church Lady Now, which is an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ, is going to share with you God's gifts. As I said, I'm Brother Grant, and I have excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministries. Our goal is to help you learn how to live a successful Christian life through biblical application. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, understand what we have learned, and apply the Word to our daily living. Our mantra is application, and we do only two things. We teach the Word of God and serve the less fortunate. We broadcast every Wednesday evening right here on blogtalkradio.com at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And today we're going to look at the irrevocable gift, the gift that cannot be taken away. This year we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 35th teaching in our series titled, Come Holy Spirit, and we're teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The Trinity is the Christian Godhead theory, which is, there is one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father and Jesus, His Son, the Son of God. The Godhead theory is very similar to our own human identity theory. That being said, my name is Artis Grant Jr. I'm the son of Artis Grant Sr., the father of Aaron and John Grant, and the son of Maddie Grant. I have said this to break down the Trinity theory into language that makes sense to all of us. At the same time, I am a junior, a father, and a son. So likewise, at the same time, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I hope this analogy helps us to clarify the Godhead theory for those of you who are not familiar with that term. Now, did you know God has sent His Spirit to carry on the work of Jesus Christ in both me and you? This is really a setup because right now, you and I have everything we need to be saved and to live in victory. Here at Late Church Lady Ministries, our goal is to provide Bible training that will help us all live in victory. Can you use a little more victory in your life? We are here to support you in obtaining more victory. Now, our radio program's background is we've been airing on blogtalkradio.com since 2013, and currently we have 105 Spirit-filled published episodes and teachings available for your listening and learning. They're available on blogtalkradio.now in the archive. So, for your use, all past teachings are available on demand, which means you can listen to our programs at any time. We are available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for every day of the year. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry. All donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax deductible, and you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate. Our ministry is good soil for you to sow your financial seeds of giving to support the teaching of the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. Now, our ministry has a little brief background, which is very interesting. So don't let our name fool you. This is not a ladies-only ministry. Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless populations in Tacoma and Seattle, Washington, for many years, as well as an international evangelist in Russia, Africa, and Korea. The name church lady was given to minister artist by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They couldn't remember her name, so they just started calling her church lady, and thus we have Church Lady Ministries. We do two things at Church Lady, as I said. We serve the less fortunate, which include the homeless, men, women, and children, and we teach the Bible. Church Lady Ministries is called to present the good news, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. The Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with the call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves Church Lady, she loves God, and she loves to see people have their lives changed for the better through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She focuses on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. She uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively illustrated messages, Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. Now, our mission is to teach the Bible and to serve the less fortunate, and the ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission, which is, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, to heal, to proclaim liberty to captives, and to set those in prison free, with a focus on teaching that results in spiritual and emotional healing." Minister artist Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned a master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. In addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, on your computer screens, if you're accessing us by a computer, you will see inspirational clip art, as well as our ministry contact information. And we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner. As you know, we are 501c3, and you can partner with us to teach the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. Now, for just $9.99 a month, partnership is a great opportunity for you to help us to share the good news of Jesus Christ and to serve the less fortunate. To become a ministry partner, you can call us today, and you can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we will send you a ministry partner package. Church Lady Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, and we operate under the power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of teaching the Bible and serving the less fortunate. So now let's get on to today's teaching, which is entitled, "Gifts of God Are Irrevocable, or God's Gifts Do Not Change." So, we want to welcome the Church Lady. Good afternoon, Church Lady.
Hey, Brother Grant, how are you doing?
Great.
It is so good to have you back here in Tacoma. It is very good to have you back here. Thanks for that wonderful introduction. Wow. I'm going to have to try to live up to all the stuff that you said, huh?
You will.
Oh, praise God. Well, hey, everybody, how you doing? It is my prayer today that everything is going well with you and that divine order is being lined up in your life today. Amen? All right. Today we're going to talk about the irrevocable gift, or the gift that does not change. And I must tell you, this has been an exciting, exciting study for me. Let's start with a little background. You know, the God that we serve, He never gives up on His people. God never gave up on the children of Israel, even though they turned their backs on Him. They worship idols. They sinned. But God had made a promise. He made a promise to Abraham that there would be a remnant of the Jewish people, a remnant of Israel, who would, along with the bride of Christ, which is the church, be with him. But God made a promise to Abraham that the church and a portion of the Jewish people would be with him, would be his people. You know, as we go into this study on the irrevocable gift, an example, a great example would be Samson. Remember the guy in the Old Testament that had the long hair and he was really strong? Well, you know, Samson was born with a gift. God told his mother never to cut his hair because his hair was the source of his physical strength. His hair was the source of his gift. Now, we all know that Samson had a woman, and her name was Delilah. And she was manipulated by the leadership. She was manipulated by the enemy to obtain Samson's secret. So she just kept after him and kept after him until he told her. And she shared his secret with the enemy. The enemy cut off his hair, cut off the source of his strength, gorged out his eyes, and put him in jail. Now, after he had been in jail for a long time, the enemy called for Samson to have him come and entertain them. The leadership, the lords and the kings of the day, they called for Samson because they wanted to have him entertain them. They wanted to mock him. Because at one time he was a man of great strength, and now he was a man who had no sight, and they thought he had no strength. But the gift was still in Samson. Samson prayed. He called on the name of the Lord, saying, "Oh, Lord, remember me. I pray, strengthen me. I pray just this once." And after he said that prayer, while in chains and without sight, he had strength to pull down two pillars which supported the temple, and the entire place imploded. Samson pushed and he pulled with all his might, and the temple was destroyed with the lords and the kings and all the people that had come there to be entertained. The enemy was destroyed. When he was imprisoned, the gift that God had given him, that supernatural strength, did not go away. And you can find the story of Samson in the book of Judges, chapter 16, verses 28 through 31. We're talking about the irrevocable gift, the gift that does not go away. Samson had strength that did not leave him in spite of the chains and in spite of the inability to see. Now, you know, the Bible says that the gifts of God are irrevocable. The gift that God has given to you and I are irrevocable. And these gifts are not about us. These gifts became available to us because of what Jesus did on the cross. You see, we could never be good enough on our own merits to deserve the kind of gifts that God gives. God gives gifts unto us by his grace. That means that when we miss the mark, it's not the end. It means that when we fail, that failure is not final. We still have the gift. We do not always understand the value of what God has given to us. Some of us even use the gifts of God for our own means. However, God's gifts are intended to glorify God and to minister to the body of Christ. Today we're talking about spiritual gifts. There are spiritual gifts and there are natural gifts. Singing and playing the piano are usually natural gifts. Spiritual gifts are not obtained through natural means. I cannot practice to get a spiritual gift. Spiritual gifts are given to us by the Holy Spirit, by God's Spirit. And for our purposes today, natural gifts are what we give to God, and spiritual gifts are what God gives to us, and we give to others, and then back to God. Did you hear that? Spiritual gifts are what God gives to us, we give to others, and then we give it back to God. Amen? Spiritual gifts belong to God, and they are designed to glorify Him and to edify others. That is, to build people up. It is important to note that there are counterfeit gifts, and you will know them by who gets the glory. You will know them by who gets the credit. Is it God or man that gets the credit? If it is God and Jesus Christ is at the core, then it's a spiritual gift. If it's God and Jesus is at the core, then it is a spiritual gift. And also, for our purposes today, when we use the term irrevocable, we're saying that it can't be changed. Our foundation scripture for this teaching is found in the book of Romans, chapter 11 and verse 29. Verse 29 says, "For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance." For the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. For He does not withdraw what He has given, nor does He change His mind about those to whom He gives gifts. God doesn't change His mind. You know, we are very much like the children of Israel that we talked about earlier. Remember, they worship idols, and they were disobedient to the word of God. We too are disobedient to the word of God. And we have our own cadre of idols, such as money, sports, self. Am I talking to anybody? When we stumble and fall, it may be to our own choices, the choices that others have made for us, or just life circumstances. We're talking about that we're imperfect people, but God gives gifts. The bottom line is that we all miss the mark and we get off track. But God does not cast us away because of His grace. God does not take back the gifts He gives us. Now, beloved, the outcome of today's teaching is that you will know the gifts of God and their intended use, and you will know that God does not change His mind about what He has called and gifted us to do. Beloved, it is up to you and I to stir up the gifts that are within us. And today we're going to talk about how to stir up the gifts. So you've got an outcome here that you're going to know what the gifts are. You're going to know that God doesn't take them away. And you're going to know how to stir those gifts up inside of you. Again, our foundation scripture is the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. First, let's look at what calling means. In this case, callings refers to an invitation to come and learn the gospel, see the word of God revealed, receive the promises of God, experience God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It's an invitation to hope eternal. We're talking about what calling means. And this call is beyond salvation. It goes from salvation to eternity. God has invited you and me to live a life submitted to Christ, a life filled with victory based on a kingdom lifestyle. The principle irrevocable is like the principle that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8. So from the two scriptures' principles, we see God does not change. Irrevocable, same, yesterday, today, and forever, God does not change. God has called you. You are called, and it does not matter if you do not answer the call. And if God has given you a gift, the gift is there. The gift is there. Now, there are gifts that God gives to us. The word gift comes from the Greek word chazriomi, the root word meaning to show favor, divine gratuity, to forgive from danger or passion. God's gifts are free, and he gives them with no strings attached. God gives gifts to sinners who receive Jesus by faith. He gives them a pardon, peace, joy, and eternal life. That's a gift. He gives us his gifts out of love. And his love never changes. Once we are saved, he gives us the gifts of election, justification, just as if we never sinned. And we are adopted. We become children of God. God has chosen us as his people, and he has spiritual blessings for each of us. We're talking about the gifts of God are irrevocable. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that is in you. 2 Timothy 1:6. How do you stir up the gifts? One, by remembering how God saved us and filled us with his Spirit. Two, by sharing the gospel with others. Three, by studying and listening to scriptures. We're talking about stirring up the gift that is within you. And four, guarding your gift. We have responsibility for protecting our gift. Timothy received his gift by the laying on of hands. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, encouraged him to stir up your gift. Now, this is really good. In the Greek language, the phrase to stir means to kindle anew, rekindle as fire. Rekindle as fire. So when we stir up our gifts, we're stirring them up for the purpose of edifying and encouraging others in the body of Christ. Now, there are three categories of gifts that we're going to talk about today. Gifts from God, gifts from Jesus, and gifts from the Holy Spirit. First, let's look at the gifts from God, which are found in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. Chapter 12 says, in his grace, that's good, in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is encouraging others, be an encourager. If it's giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have the gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. We're talking about gifts that God has given. And that's found in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. Now, in summary, the gifts that we get from God are prophesying. Prophesying is foretelling or predicting the future. We also get the gift of serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leading, and showing kindness from God. Do you have any of those gifts? Next, we have the gifts from Jesus. This is exciting. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, when he, Jesus, ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. Wow. Jesus gave gifts to his people. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, we see connected to grace is the gifts that were given out by Jesus. And here the phrase gifts refers to the fivefold ministry, for the purpose of which is to nurture and equip the saints, nurture and equip the church. Now a quick summary of the gifts from Jesus is that the gifts had a purpose, and that purpose is to nurture and equip the saints. The fivefold ministry is a gift to the church from Jesus. And the fivefold ministry has offices or job titles. And these offices include apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers. Those are gifts that Jesus gave to the church. And then lastly, there are gifts from the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 19. This is really good. The Bible says that there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. Different kind of gifts, but the same God. Different kind of gifts, but the same Jesus that distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of workings, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. We're talking about the Spirit of God. We're talking about the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We're talking about the same God provides gifts. The Bible says in Corinthians 1 Corinthians 12, 8. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another healing by the same Spirit. To another miraculous powers, prophecy, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in different tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one and same Holy Spirit. And he distributes them to each one just as he determines. Now, in summary, as we're looking at the gifts, the Holy Spirit gives wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in different tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. We're talking about the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. All of these gifts are from God because the Father and the Son are one. And the Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father that Jesus sent to you and me. The Bible tells us that there is unity and diversity in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 20. The Bible says, just as the body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts from one body. Did you hear that? The Bible says that the body has many parts, but all the parts are to form one body. We are all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body. whether Jew or Gentile, slave or free, we were all given the one spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed in parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. And if they are all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. There are many gifts, but one God. There are many gifts, but one Jesus. There are many gifts, but one Holy Spirit. The gifts and the callings of God do not change. You and I have been invited to live under the lordship of Jesus. We've been invited to live a life of victory with a kingdom purpose. God's gifts do not change, and they are freely given to us with no strings attached. We all have been given at least one gift from God. We cannot lose our gift and our calling. We can, however, choose not to receive and operate in the gift that God has given us. Each of us has a purpose in the body of Christ. The kingdom of God has many parts, but we are one body. And our gifts are expressed by faith. God gave us gifts so that we could express his love to others. Our gifts operate out of God's love and his grace. God's made every provision for us to live a victorious life. However, we have free will, and we can abort our call or our gift. Just throw it away or bury it so deep that it's not visible. We can destroy our call or gift by not taking God's path and yielding to sin. God never takes back his gifts. However, he may choose a new vessel. Yeah, he may choose a new vessel. He may choose a new person. Remember, God gave Saul's kingdom to David? The gift of leadership remained in the land, but the man through whom God led his people changed. The gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. Are you operating in your gifts? Are you walking in the call that God has given you? Today we have learned that there are three areas of gifting: the gifts from God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We also learned that the purpose of the gift is to nurture and equip the saints. God has a plan for each of us. We all have been given a call and gifts. This week we challenge you to get back in line and to stir up your gifts. And this is how we stir up our gifts: by remembering how God saved us and filled us with his Spirit, sharing the gospel with others, studying and listening to Scripture, guarding our gifts. God has given us an invitation to learn the gospel, to see his word revealed, to receive his promises, experience his Spirit, and hope eternal. God said his gifts and callings are irrevocable. There is the salvation gift package, the resurrection gift package, and the Holy Spirit gift package. Salvation is from God. Resurrection is from Jesus. And the Holy Spirit package is from God and Jesus. Now, the God gift package includes the ability to prophesy, to teach, and to serve. Do you have the gift to prophesy, teach, and serve? The Jesus gift includes the ministry offices. Have you been called into the ministry to evangelize, to pastor, or to teach? And lastly, the Holy Spirit gift package. The gift of wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, speaking in different tongues. Have you been given gifts by the Holy Spirit? The gifts and the callings of God are to bring glory to God and to nurture and to help the saints to mature. And finally, God has called you, and he's called me, and he's given us gifts. And this day, we encourage you to stir up the gifts that are in you. We are all one body, and all the gifts are needed for the edification of the saints and the building of the kingdom. This has been a very exciting teaching, and I pray that this word stirs you up and encourages you to operate in the gifts that God has placed in you. And now let's go back to Brother Grant.
Well, that was one great teaching. So I need to go and get a couple of these gift packages. You know, I think that's a great idea, these gift packages. We can go on TV and sell them. But now, before we say goodbye, we want to bless you with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. Get ready.
You want to sell the gift packages?
Well, we may have to put them on eBay.
I don't think we could do that.
Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. As I said, this year we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. This has been our 35th teaching in the series titled Come Holy Spirit. Now remember, you can contact us on social media and like us. Our social media information is you can go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com, and you can pull up in the search box Church Lady Now and follow us. You can go to Gmail and churchladyministries@gmail.com, and you can email us. You can go to Facebook and you can look up Artist Oliver Church Lady. Or Church Lady Ministries, inbox us, like us, and follow us. So, and as I said before, you can call us at area code 253-472-6213. So thank you for joining us at Church Lady Now. And please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. as we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. One last chance, if you want to become a ministry partner, please call us at area code 253-472-6213 to sow your financial seeds, because our goal is to help you learn how to have a successful and victorious Christian life. So, please join us next week, Wednesday, 5:30 Pacific time, for Church Lady Now. This is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day.